Dem Rep. Garamendi, Biden docs will be much ado about a few documents and his plagiarism scandal was much ado about nothing. By Ian Hanchett on January 19, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's The Story, Representative John Garamendi, DCA, said that he thinks the issue around President Joe Biden's possession of classified material will be much ado about a few documents that are left here and there. And that the plagiarism scandal that derailed Biden's 1988 run was much ado about nothing then. Host Martha McCallum asked, "Relevant exchange begins around 1:30. So, what do you think the impact is on 2024? Because some people are speculating that some Democrats think this is an opening to pick someone else, given the polling on the now president?" Garamendi responded, "Well, I think we're going to have to wait and see how things turn out with regard to this. I suspect this will, at the end of it, be much ado about a few documents that are left here and there. I don't get all the presidential briefings, but I get a lot of briefings and a lot of documents pass through my hands and we try to make sure all of them get back." Later, Garamendi added, "He was my choice in 1988 when he came to California and I was the majority leader in the California State Senate. So, I've been working with President Biden for 30 years plus." McCallum then asked, "I think he dropped out of that race on a plagiarism charge, didn't he?" Garamendi answered, "Your memory is good. And I was disappointed that that happened. But, when you take a look at that particular charge, much ado about nothing then. Listen, he's been a terrific president for the first 2 years. Will it carry on for the next 2 years? Obviously a different road now ahead with the Republicans running the House. And, it seems, hell-bent on getting into every part of his life and his family's life. I would hope that as they do that, they do not neglect the business of this nation, which is not just investigations and oversight." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.